my brain and not with my hand. Carving's easy. Go down to the skin and stop.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is we have a crew here tonight to I guess you would say plug Whistle Stop Rock, which is Saturday, upcoming Saturday, but we'll get to them in a minute. I'm gonna play a couple of songs, and then we're gonna have a lot of live music. I'm gonna play a lot of tracks by the bands that are involved in this extravaganza. Right now, this is a band called the Pee Wees. We'll be back in about, I would guess, about 8 minutes with a crew. Thanks.
We'll be right back.
All right, WMFO in Medford. That was brand new Neighborhood, song called Don't Look Down off of Last Known Address. Start with a band called the Pee Wees, song called I Believe. I'm here with quite a crew here tonight from the Whistle Stop Tour, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
Whistle Stop Rock Festival.
Festival.
Yes.
And Justine is with me right now. How'd this all come about?
Well, so I blame Simone.
All right, who's here as well?
The instigator here on my left, Simone Burke from Kid Gulliver, reached out to a number of women musicians that she wanted to put shows together with. And we started this sort of group chat, and it got suddenly very interesting and very riveting. And we all decided, you know what, we should have a big, giant show together. And we started pulling in bands from other towns. Pulled in Tiger Bomb from Portland and Heather Rose and Clover from Providence. And then we decided we were going to have a huge show, and then we decided we were going to take it on the road. So, and being a bunch of very organizing-driven women, we got it going on. And we're playing all over New England this winter and spring.
How long did it take to get this together? Because you have a lot of acts you have involved here.
It happened pretty fast.
It feels like it was a long time ago, but it really wasn't. We started this around Labor Day.
It was around Labor Day, yeah.
Everyone was enthusiastic about it, sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really pretty easy, an easy group to work with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for me, it was just a really lazy attempt at booking shows, and it turned into something entirely different, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a lot of music, recorded music. You're going to sing a lot of music, you and the various girls here. So why don't you sing one, and then I'll play some stuff from the bands that are not here. They're also going to be at that show.
Okay, will do. All right, this is a song called Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, and all of my Whistle Stop friends are going to help out by singing along with me.
Go, Justine. And I just can't get on off of that man.
awesome. You played that song way back in the day.
Way back
on this show.
On this show.
Before it was, I think, even...
Before it was released, yeah, I think
yes,
I did.
It was before yes. It was released. And I, at that time, I said, that's a great song to myself.
You said, it's a great song, but you know what? You need about 8 other people singing
it. We got them tonight.
Thanks for getting my back, everybody.
We'll run down the entire crew that's going to be playing. Do you want to do that now? Or should I? I can play some Tiger Bomb. And why don't I do that?
I'm gonna I would say, yeah, let's hear some Tiger Bomb.
I'm going to play some Tiger Bomb. We're going to come back with Somebody Live. And all right, but right now, they'll also be at the show. Great band here called Tiger Bomb. Right, that was Tiger Bomb, a song called Can't Stop. Here with the Chelsea Curve now.
Hello.
And no material out yet, but we're working on it,
this
right?
Is it.
That's why you have to listen right now. You'll hear it. And it's funny because you just played a song called Don't Look Down by the Neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And they totally ripped us off because we have a song called Don't Look Down. And so that's what we're going to play.
Go for it.
Shall we?
Let's
All
do
right.
it.
Timmy, let's rock. One, two, three, ho!
to fail. Taking off some strategies and bullets in my face. I'm breaking up, I'm falling on my feet. Heads to a good landing and I'm shaking in my seat. I'm feeling off my feet. Don't look down, don't look down. Keep coming up for air, but it's never there. Overcome, well, everything's okay. Well enough, I'm going in, I'm gonna sail the day. Uncertainty that's hurting me, hey, you're out of my head. I'm veering off the track. Down, look down, down, look down. I'm up on a high line.
Stoppers. Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. Yep.
Ah, how kind. Thank you.
And do you know what time you guys go on?
Yeah, we'd be playing at 6:30.
We're gonna give the whole rundown at the end.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Right. And I don't know. We're probably gonna talk at length about the tacos that will be occurring Saturday.
You can hit on the tacos right now.
Well, that's about it. There'll be tacos.
Oh, all right.
There will be a taco bar.
It's all right.
A gig and tacos.
Yes.
We do it all. We're full service.
Fantastic.
You betcha.
I'm going to play stuff by Kid Gulliver now.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. It's about Susie. I think.
It's about Susie.
Well, I burned this, so it could be any one of your songs.
Okay,
I'm hoping it. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll be back with someone live and after this.
Thank you.
All right, that was Kid Gulliver with Susie Survived Chemotherapy. Great tune. And you came all the way from Providence, right?
I did.
Damn, that... Special props for driving for my little old radio show from...
No, I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, well, you girls are great. Go at it. Sing what you got.
Oh, okay. You got it. All right, so this song's called Insomnia, and a quick little shout-out to Elizabeth Steen, who plays on the song on our album, Canyons. I'm Heather Rose, and you can catch us this Saturday, February 29th, at Once Ballroom. It's the Big Whistle Stop Rock Show.
Get to play up here this much, or do you?
That's actually why we wanted to join up with these great women,
because to spread the sound a little bit.
Yeah, because we're doing really well in Providence, and in my old band years back, I loved playing up in Somerville and in Boston.
Yeah.
So figured That was my agenda when Simone sent out an email. I was like, oh, really? You want to play with us? Well, that's funny. We want to play with you. But yeah, it worked out. And now we went from having like one big giant show to several and a full tour. And we get to have amazing guest bands.
Yeah.
This Saturday, we've got Lockett, Teen Cobra, Shanghai Lows. So we're psyched.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit about Shanghai later with Justine.
Right on.
But I'm going to play something by another band that's not here, but will be there. Who the hell am I playing? Well, we'll find out. I forget who it was.
It's your show, Frank. Right? So it's whatever you'd like, sir.
They're going to be at the show.
Well, okay but then.
It's kind of like your song. We'll find out in a minute.
Right.
All right?
And we'll
be back with something live after this song. It's everybody's surprise. All right, we're back. As it turned out, that was Black Rose by the Knockups. We'll be at the show this Saturday. Right now, I'm here with Lockett.
Hello.
Hi.
four people here anyway tonight. Is this your normal lineup?
This is everyone.
Yep.
It's the whole gang. And how long you guys been together?
A couple years in total. I'd say it's probably been about a couple years.
Couple.
Almost in this current iteration.
All right, you can play whenever you want.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thanks.
2, 3, 4.
Just too dull, so you spread it. don't know that difference.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That was great. That was great. WMFO in Medford, show's rising, and we have the crew here tonight. I'm going to play something. I should mention, this is a record CD release kind of breakup show for a band called Power Slut. I'm going to play a song by them now, and we'll be back with more stuff.
You want a girl that will move right in. You want a girl for the IRS. Girl who's good in bed, but not so good, she thinks you're bad. You want a girl from the internet, who hasn't slept with half your band. You want to find your better half, you want to say you married your best friend. And I know that it's hard, but we're both adults, just trying to make good, this world is the worst. You've got to find a new girl, find a new girl, gotta find a new girl. And it's kind of a shame, but it's worth the best, and you'll be at the election, or if you can't maintain an erection, you want a girl who doesn't use protection. She'll love you for your imperfections, and I know that it's hard, but we're both adults just trying to make good. This world is the worst. You gotta find a new girl, find a new girl, gotta find a new girl. And it's kind of a shame, but it's for the best, and you'll be okay. You're gonna find somebody, and it's gonna be a new girl, be a new girl, gonna be a new. got a job. You want a girl who gets along with your dog, and under pressure she keeps her calm. She'll be your rock, she'll be a mom. You want a girl who's really sure. You want a girl on furniture. You want someone to join your team. Well, the girl
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. WMFO in Medford, here with Cold Expectations.
Hey, Scammer.
What's up?
Nothing.
What's going on?
You're the potentially the last live act here tonight?
Potentially, yeah,
unless,
sure.
But for now, you're it, so...
Right on. We'll get right to it.
Go at it. Yep.
Joe Ellen's playing bass. My name's Steve, and we're going to do a song from our first record called There Goes the Sun.
Sun, it's not for everyone. The heat was only stinging my eyes. It's a terrible sun to disappear and run, and I never got to kiss you goodbye. So I'm searching for a new way. I gotta get lost, 'cause I don't wanna be found. An eyeball, like a sky made out of stars. I opened your closet door just so I could say goodbye to all your clothes. All your clothes, your dresses and your robes. There goes the sun, it's not for everyone. The summer was a really long time. To be out on your own, it's a freedom that you own. No one's gonna take it this time. So I'm searching for a new way. I gotta get lost, 'cause I don't wanna be found.
Everybody was fantastic.
Well, Skybar, one thing we haven't talked about is how long this show is going to be on Saturday night at once. Doors open at 3 o'clock.
I know.
If you are an early person, does not like being out late, you get to show up early. You can order tacos. You can buy stuff from the many vendors that are going to be there. You can hang out and listen to some awesome rock and roll all before the sun goes down.
Right.
If you, that is not your scene, and trust me, there are plenty, you don't have to get there that early. You can show up later. But, you know, if you are going to have a day-long activity in tonight, this is it. Show up at 3, rock out, go home when they throw you out.
I'm going to try to make the whole shebang. We'll see. 3 awesome. To what, 11?
You know.
Something ish. Like that.
Yeah. So Power Slut burns the place down.
Yeah. Right, I know.
That is basically it, yeah.
With your taco out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that kind of shit. Oh.
Maybe for some.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to play someone that's not going to be at the show because I don't have any more material by people at the show. I'm going to play something by Tom Baker, and I have Justine jump back here, and we'll talk a bit more. When I have guests in, the clock moves. It's like, damn, it's 10 of... When there's no one here, I'm just banging out tunes. But when I have people in it, it does kind of buzz along. But I'm going to get a song in. We're going to have Justine jump back there for a few minutes. But I'll play this before we wrap it up. Here we go. Right, that was Tom Baker and the Dirty Snakes, Cancel It, back with Justine to wrap up this thing. So want to give us the entire lineup?
I'm going to give you the rundown for Saturday. Yeah. So first of all, the show is at Once Somerville. It is the Power Slut Fun with Junk record release party, and also their last show ever as Power Slut. So it's both a celebration and we're all going to be crying. This is how it's going to work. Doors at 3, and we'll have merch tables for the festival and for the bands. We're also really happy to announce that we're going to have vendors there, including Leather Pixie with their very exciting leather cuffs and other fine bondage jewelry. It's really cool.
Bondage jewelry, yeah.
And then we're gonna start the festivities at 4 o'clock with an introduction by Angel Wood, who's gonna be co-hosting the night. And then Justine and the Unclean at 4:15. At 5 o'clock, we're gonna have the Shanghai Lows. This is their first club show. This is a new outfit made up of some really, really talented local players. It is Danny Kopko, also known as Danny the K from Watts, Jen D'Angora from Jenny D and the Delinquents, the Dents, Downbeat 5, etc. Lee Harrington. What band was he in again? Oh, yeah. The Hoods.
Played him early.
A little bit. And Chuck Ferreira on drums, and he's in Eddie Japan, and I think he's in Lonely Lisa's band as well. So they're going to be phenomenal. They played a mess around, and not even the full band, and they just blew me away.
Yeah, I was there for that, yeah.
Really tight, yeah. Beautiful harmonies, yeah. And like melodic pop. It's pop rock people will like. At 5:45, we have our very own Heather Rose and Clover from Providence. 5:45 is Heather Rose and Clover. 6:30, The Chelsea Curve. 7:15, Cold Expectations. 8:00, Luckett. 8:40, Kid Gulliver. 9:20, Tiger Bomb from Portland, Maine. 10:00, Power Slut takes the stage. And I've been seeing some of the things that Linnea, also known as Dr. Power Slut, has planned for that set. You do not want to miss it. 11:05, The Knockups, and then 11:50, Teen Cobra. They're from D.C. They're a duo, drums and guitar, kind of greasy blues thing. So it's going to be a fantastic night. You should be there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody for coming in. You're all fantastic. It was a great show.
Thank you, Skybar. Can I also talk a little bit about some of our upcoming shows?
Sure.
So we've got this festival booked. We're calling them Festival Stops for the Whistle Stop Rock Tour. And we've got our next set of shows are at Coto in Salem. We've got a two-night festival there, March 13th and 14th. And we've got many of our core festival bands and special guests, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections on Friday and the Dents on Saturday. Then we are at the end of March at Sun Tiki Studios in Portland. We are actually doing a Whistle Stop Rock mess around at the Plow and Stars on April 19th, where many of the players from the festival will do kind of similar to what you heard tonight.
Right. Stripped down.
Yep. At the end of April, Saturday, April 25th, we are at the High-Low Club in North Adams, Mass. And our special guests there are State of the Union and A Bunch of Jerks. And then May 2nd, we are at the Dover Brick House in Dover, New Hampshire. We will have a couple of special guests, but one we can announce right now is Lily Black.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it goes from there.
This thing has some legs.
It does, yeah. And for us, it's been just an amazing opportunity to support each other's music and to kind of have everybody lift each other up a little bit and build new audiences, play clubs we might not have played before. And it's been just an amazing experience of people being cool to other people in terms of rock and roll and female identifying power in rock and roll, and we are loving it. We're having the best time.
Yeah, it's great, great stuff. All right, we have to get out of here. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Feel free to visit our website, www.whistlestoprock.com. It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Skybar.
For coming in. I recommend everybody go there. Close with something by, I think, Nat Friedberg. New stuff from him. I will get there Saturday night. Day and night, right? It's a lengthy
day
thing.
Day and night, yep. But it's a marathon of rock and roll.
You should be there for all of it. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, people. Peace. See you next week.
Hey, what's up? This is Carissa Johnson. I'm here at Studio A, and I'm going to play my song Supermoon for you today. I wrote this a long time ago, but I've been bringing it back in my acoustic set, so I'm going to bring it right back and play it for you today.